of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, at 12 years old in the temple, speaks to his earthly parents. Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As we are rejoicing during the 12 days of Christmas from December 25th through January 6th, even though our neighbors, many of them, have already thrown their Christmas trees out onto the street, the Christmas season began December 25th, the celebration of Christ, the King of the Jews, who came to Jewish shepherds in the Jewish city of Bethlehem, Jesus, the King of the Jews. And as we come this Tuesday, January 6th, to the culmination of the 12 days of Christmas, to Epiphany, as we gather for worship and focus on the light also for the Gentiles, the light comes to the Magi who follow the star and present their gifts and fall down and worship him. During these blessed 12 days of Christmas, Jesus is the light for the Jews and for the Gentiles. Secondly, before we look at this text is written by Luke. It is Luke who says in Luke chapter 1 and in Acts chapter 1 that he carefully investigated all the things that had happened among the Christians. He interviewed people under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and recorded stories and canticles found only in the Gospel of Luke. Surely Luke himself, who was Paul's associate, the physician Luke, would have interviewed Mary herself. Only in Luke do we have the Christmas account of the shepherds, and the angels, and the coming into Bethlehem. Only Luke has the famous canticles as we sing the Magnificat, the Gloria in Excelsis, the Benedictus, and the Nunc Dimittis. And Luke is recording here eyewitness testimony of Mary herself, we believe, as she was there when Jesus, at 12 years old, was in the temple with Mary and Joseph. With that introduction to this text, we know, as we confess in the Creed, that Jesus is true God and he is true man. In this text, Jesus is true God, strong, filled with wisdom. The favor of God was upon him. Jesus is true man. He increased in wisdom. He increased in stature, which means height. He grew up in favor with God and man. And he was of the lineage of David and Solomon. He was the one who had a greater wisdom and understanding and discernment even than his ancestor Solomon, Jesus, the Son of God in human flesh. So today, it is traditional during the 12 days of Christmas to also consider Jesus at 12 years old in the temple, and what this shows us about him and about our connection to him. You see, this is what's going on. Jesus brings you into the Father's house in heaven because he came among us at the Father's house in the temple in Jerusalem. He came among us here on earth so that he can take us to be with him in heaven. That is what's going on. So, dear friends in Christ, let's first look at Jesus and his family at the feast in Jerusalem. Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. The festival of the Passover recalled how God, because he saw the blood of the Lamb over the doorposts of the house of those who believed in him, the Jews, none of their firstborn died, and they were freed out of Egypt. Because of the blood of the Lamb, God passed over. And so the Jews celebrate the Passover even to this day once a year. Keep in mind, there was only one temple. The countless Jews around the Roman Empire would week to week worship in a local synagogue for worship, and then once a year make a journey to Jerusalem to the temple for the Passover Mary and Joseph were from Nazareth up in Galilee and made the long several-day journey from Nazareth down to Jerusalem. This was a family that was in church every week. They went to the synagogue, and now they come up with their family and acquaintances to Jerusalem to the temple. And Jesus was 12 years old, and they went up as was their custom. Going to church, going to synagogue, going to worship is a good custom. And so this family every week, which gathered at the synagogue, now comes to the temple and celebrate this great Passover feast with thousands of Jews. This godly family, after the feast was ended, now begins to return. But the boy Jesus stays behind in Jerusalem, and his parents did not know this. They even went an entire day's journey from Jerusalem, heading back up to Nazareth, and didn't even miss him. How can this be? Jesus, they assumed, was among the relatives and acquaintances. You see, these families were very much interconnected. Uncles, aunts, cousins. It was probably hundreds of people making this journey. We know from the Bible that Jesus had a large family. The Gospels list the names of four of his brothers and says he had sisters. He was the firstborn of Mary, but was part of a large family, and they just assume that Jesus was among the cousins or the acquaintances. But they search, and they cannot find him. So the rest of the family continues going up to Nazareth, but now Mary and Joseph turn around and head back to Jerusalem to find him. Here you see Jesus as true man. He hid his deity in the form of a lowly boy, a child, who submitted to his parents and to the law, and he was in his state of humility from the womb in Mary to the tomb of his resurrection. He humbled himself to become a child even. But Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. He wasn't lost. It was Mary and Joseph that were lost. Because you see, Jesus knew exactly what was going on. And in fact, when he was 33 years old, he would, outside that temple, be the true Passover lamb to lay down his life for us on the blood of the cross, so the Lord passes over our sin. Jesus, the firstborn lamb without blemish. So for you and for me, as we see Jesus with his family at the feast, we know Jesus is our true Passover lamb through whom we have redemption through his blood. Rejoice in your Passover lamb, Jesus, during these 12 days of Christmas. Now we see Jesus and the teachers of the law in the temple courts. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. Parents, just imagine, for 3 days, they can't find Jesus. There were thousands of people in Jerusalem. They would have gone up and down the streets, knocked on doors, gone to the marketplace. For 3 days, they could not find him. Then they decide to go up to the temple. There they find him. And all those who heard Jesus were amazed at his understanding and his answers. They could not believe a 12-year-old boy knew God's word this well. You see, Jesus is the second Adam, the true man in the image of God, along with the Holy Spirit, our substitute, our mediator, our intercessor. And he is your teacher. And the place to teach is in the temple. So the temple is the place to expect Jesus. Now, in the first century, the teachers sat and the pupils stood. We kind of do the opposite today. The teacher stands and those who are taught sit. Jesus is in the position of teaching. He's sitting down, a 12-year-old boy, in the midst of the teachers teaching them. You see, Jesus is true man, learned the scripture. Every Saturday Sabbath in the synagogue, he listened to the word of God that was read. When the Old Testament lessons, Moses and the Psalms and the prophets were read, he studied and inwardly digested the word of God. And his word was filled with grace, even in his childhood, because he was filled with the word of God. This ministry, which would begin at 30 years old, that would lead to the cross and the resurrection and the ascension to the right hand of God, was all done in our place. Jesus is fulfilling all righteousness. And when he's 33 years old at Jerusalem, after being crucified outside the gates of the city, he would be raised on the third day for our justification. Just as Jesus is the true Passover lamb, Jesus' body is our temple. The Jerusalem temple is long gone since 70 AD. Jesus said, "Tear down this temple, the temple of my body, on the cross, and it will be raised on the third day." You see, in holy baptism, you've been incorporated into the body of Christ, our temple. We no longer need that temple in Jerusalem, because Jesus' body is the temple for all of us in the church. Jesus is the Passover lamb of your redemption. Jesus is your true temple in his body. And thirdly, because Jesus has God as his father and Mary as his mother, he understands existence, your existence here on earth, and intends to take you to be with him in heaven. As the story continues, we're reminded, and Jesus is reminding Mary and Joseph, God is my father. Joseph, you're my stepfather, and I honor you. And Mary, you are my mother, but I am in my father's house. Jesus, the Passover lamb, Jesus, the true temple, now sees his parents who've been looking for him. And Mary and Joseph are absolutely astonished. And his mother said to him, as any mother would, "Son, why have you treated us so? Your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." Just imagine, parents, if you couldn't find your child for 3 days. Now, Mary and Joseph knew, because the angel Gabriel had spoken to Joseph and Mary, that Jesus was actually the Son of God in human flesh. They knew that Joseph wasn't his true father. Joseph the carpenter was his stepfather. But Jesus had been raised in this house with all these other children in an ordinary life, and so they were considered the father and mother of Jesus. But Jesus had to remind them about what they knew way back at Christmas night. He had to remind his dear parents, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" In other words, where else would you expect me to be? He isn't being disrespectful. He's kind of confused. Why didn't they just come to the temple first? That's where they ought to have sought Jesus. Jesus is reminding them, even though they did not yet understand what he was saying to them, "My Father is God the Father in heaven, and I want to spend as much time in my Father's house as I can." Jesus, recognizing his dear parents, went down with them and back to Nazareth and was submissive to him. And in words that echo Christmas Eve, Mary, just like Christmas, treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. What does this mean for you and for me? Well, if Jesus is your true Passover lamb, if Jesus in his body is your true temple where you can come to know God, then in our Lord Jesus Christ, we can grow in wisdom and in favor as we treasure the mystery of the incarnation in our hearts as Mary did. What I love about the 12 days of Christmas is that we don't overanalyze this. We just revel in the beautiful mystery of God in human flesh, You can't figure this all out. You're not supposed to. Jesus is God along with the Father. Jesus is true man like you and me, born of Mary. He understands our existence. He has one hand in heaven and the other hand on earth. And he is the mediator. Whatever you're experiencing, he understands. And he is that mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Be comforted in this. Don't think that God doesn't understand. Jesus does understand everything that you're experiencing right now. Because God the Father gave his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the promise of the Holy Spirit, so that even though we're living here on earth, he brings us into the heavenly places. Through Christ, we are holy and blameless according to his glorious will and the mystery revealed, the purpose and the counsel of his glory, and shows us, even before the foundation of the world, to come to faith here in time. He predestined you. He adopted you in his family and brings you into his kingdom through the redemption by Jesus' blood, which is why we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses." The riches of his grace, which are lavished on us. And through Jesus, he is uniting both heaven and earth in the person of Christ. Rejoice. You have an inheritance. All things are working together according to his will. But the word of truth and the gospel of your salvation is that believing in him, you've been sealed in the Holy Spirit. You have the guarantee of the possession of our inheritance in heaven because of the mystery of this child. So let us rejoice during the 12 days of Christmas. Jesus is your true Passover lamb. Jesus in his body is the true temple of God's presence. You hide in him who connects you to his body in holy baptism, who gives you his body and blood under the bread and wine in holy communion, incorporating you into the body of Christ. And remember, because God is his Father and because Mary is his mother, he understands whatever you're experiencing and will see you through this life here on earth to take you to the Father's house in heaven. May our Lord Jesus Christ fill you with joy during this season as we look forward to that time when Jesus will take us to absolutely and certainly guaranteed dwell in the Father's house in heaven forever to the glory of his name. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Let us confess our